There was a girl. A beautiful girl surrounded by people. Yet utterly alone. Her brother Chris died sophomore year.
A graduation ceremony.
She spent all of her time secluded with her family. Or in the comfort of books.
The graduates toss mortarboards in the air.
I watched her for all of high school, waiting for that perfect moment to talk to her, but that moment never came.
She's alone in the crowd.
I watched as people gradually forgot about her. And she seemed content to disappear. But not to me. And although she didn't know it, I saw the possibility of us.
Jade Butterfield. 4 years and you never talked to her.
Well, in my defense, no one did.
Well, there is a reason for that. She's an ice queen. Girl can be real.
She's stunning.
You don't think she's real?
You don't think she... Girl looks like that, has that much though, can't be real, all right? I know these things.
The girl, Jade, has long blonde hair. She approaches her brother, who's cleaning silly string from a plaque commemorating their dead sibling.
That's the bit, I know.
No, it's not. Come on, Dad wants a photo of the happy family.
Oh, whose family are we taking a picture of?
Come on.
The name on the plaque is Christopher Butterfield.
Jade, come take a picture.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay.
She joins the group of girls.
Thank you so much. Will you take two, just to be safe?
Her smile fades.
Okay.
She'd mistakenly assumed they were asking her to be in the picture.
There.
Thank you. Congrats, honey.
Thanks.
The girls walk away, and a crestfallen Jade steps back over to her brother, Keith.
I barely know those girls. I didn't expect to be in the picture.
Take a seat. Come on. Mom and Dad's happy family photo can wait.
They sit on steps.
Promise me you won't do in college what you did here.
He smiles affectionately.
Chris was an amazing brother, and we all miss him, but you can't stop living. You want us to live more, not less. How's anyone ever gonna know how ridiculous and funny you are if all you ever do is hang out with Mom and Dad?
I don't just hang out with Mom and Dad.
Oh, really? How many kids signed this? And you can't include teachers.
Don't.
A handsome guy, David, is given money by his father.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, son. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. It means a lot.
Maybe you should buy a blowtorch, huh? To melt the ice off your girl.
Mace.
Your son's got a crush.
No, I don't.
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Is she here?
Yeah.
Which one is?
Jade Butterfield.
Is that blonde over
no.
There?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you dare.
Hey, Jade.
No.
Hey, Jade.
Jade.
Jade, I want you to meet my son.
Come on. Come on.
Ladies, get here.
No, no, no. You guys, come on, man.
David's wrestled to the ground by his dad, Harry, as Jade's father escorts her away. David and his friend Mace are working as valets.
Oh, wow, Mr. Schwartz, thank you. This is too much. Mr. Schwartz, you guys take care now, all right? Okay.
Mace has received a generous tip.
Ballin'! Oh, dude, you going to Jenny's Saturday night?
Really? Again?
Really, what?
Come on.
Do you have any idea how your constant breakups affect my life?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The energy, man, it gets all awkward and shit, all right? Just get back together with her so I can go back to the life I'm accustomed to.
Can you act like a respectable human being? You're the first face the guests see.
And yet they keep coming back?
A car has arrived.
Welcome to the inn.
How you doing?
Can you just give me a nice spot?
Jade gets out and drops her yearbook. David stoops to collect it, and they make eye contact.
You're Jade Butterfield. We go to school. I mean, we went to school together.
David, right?
Yeah.
He gazes at her.
Hey, Jade.
Her father, Hugh, is already heading inside.
We should go.
Okay.
She starts after her family, only to pause at the restaurant door and hurry nervously back to David. He hasn't taken his eyes off her. She stands clutching her yearbook.
Would you sign this?
He smiles.
Sure.
Mace lingers by the car, watching as broad-shouldered David goes over to willowy Jade. She has dainty, elegant features and a sweet, pretty face. David holds her gaze as she hands him the yearbook and she cracks a smile. He signs it and hands it back to her. Love-struck, he watches as she turns and scampers off into the restaurant in her floral summer dress.
Jade Butterfield, come back to me. I'm David and I love you.
Inside.
My wife will have a mixed salad to start, then your pasta special, and then my daughter's going to have the steak medium soup to start. Good?
Yeah.
And for you?
I think I can handle this myself. I'm gonna go for the burger and fries, medium rare, please, and Crown and Coke. Better make it a double, actually.
You're here from ASU for 2 short months. Let's just try and keep it pleasant.
That's why I got the double, man.
Mum, Anne, Pat's dad, Hugh, on the arm.
We've been going back and forth over what to get you for graduation.
We know we haven't done very well with the holidays and so on, and that's not been fair to you or Keith.
I don't need anything.
We could go shopping. We could get a new wardrobe for Brad.
Yeah, you should think of something or else you'll end up with a photo of this guy.
Keith points at Hugh and they all laugh. They're sitting at a first floor window overlooking the driveway. Jade gazes down at David.
There is one thing.
What? Anything.
Her father raises his eyebrows.
A party.
A party? Wow. That, out of all the things you could ask for.
Well, I was looking at all the kids at school today, and high school's where you're supposed to make friends you'll keep forever. I don't know any of them. They don't know me.
A party. I think that that is a great idea.
Well, sure. Yeah, sure. Okay. It's been a long time since we've celebrated anything.
Thank you very much, Mr. Abbey.
A car pulls away outside the restaurant. Mace and David see Jade come out, and David goes over to her. She fumbles nervously with her hands.
Hi. Do you want me to get your car?
No. I'm having a graduation party. I'm inviting the entire class.
Really?
Is it that hard to believe?
No. I've never seen you out. I didn't know that you
mingled with the masses.
I just spent the last 4 years of high school trying to get into another 4 years of college. You don't have to come.
No, I want to. I do. I mean, we want to. We want to come.
We want to come.
A Maserati.
Just give me 1 second.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the inn.
Keep it close. Don't park me in.
Oh, sure, no.
The driver drops his keys.
No, he did. Hey, man. Nah, I take them, but you gotta hand them to me, all right? I don't take shit off the floor.
It's time to learn.
Mace makes a fist.
Hey.
You boys best earn your 3 minutes in my car.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Boys, give me the keys. Come on.
Give me the keys.
Mace simmers. The owner of the sports car has gone inside. David approaches the vehicle.
I guess we should definitely earn our 3 minutes, don't you think?
Grinning, Mace opens the passenger side door.
Why limit ourselves to 3?
I mean, why? Are you coming?
You're stealing his car?
Whoa.
I mean, I wouldn't say stealing. Technically, borrow.
What about your job?
Jade, get in the car. Jade, get in the car. Get in the car. What is she doing?
No, no, come on.
Get in the car.
Come on.
Jay Butterfield, get in the car this instant.
They hair off with David at the wheel and Mace crouching on the back seat with his hands in the air. The top is down. Sitting in the passenger seat, Jade covers her eyes. David takes her hand. Mace hoots. She's the breeze blows Jade's skirt up. She quickly recovers her thighs and shares a look with David, who smiles and turns up the stereo. Staring up a dust cloud in their wake, they burn rubber on an empty road, flanked by lush green trees. Turning a corner, they pull up outside the restaurant, where cars are now backed up. The manager.
Where the hell have you been? We've got guests freaking out.
You stole my car.
Sorry, we just wanted to make sure it wasn't parked in.
The owner gulps.
You ate Fatburger in my Maserati. It's over. You're done, mister.
That's actually my fault. You should blame me.
All right, I want him fired now.
No, it was my
fault. I want him fired too.
It was
too.
My fault.
Him
it
and
was
him
my
fired.
Fault.
And I'm having
Fatburger.
Your job.
It was me. I ate it.
No. It was me. I ate the Fatburger.
Oh, is this a joke to you?
No, I mean,
you trying to impress your hot little girlfriend over there?
Yeah, watch what you're saying.
Everyone, cool down. Why don't we go inside?
Well, it's gonna take a lot more than stealing my car to get her to spread her legs.
David hits him.
Damn. That was
get out of here, David.
What was
now?
That?
That kitty hit me.
Jade,
are you all right?
I swear to God, I'll sue.
That was self-defense.
Jade smiles at David as Hugh leads her away.
God, I'll sue him. I'll sue you. I'll sue everybody. I'll sue this whole place.
He's out of here, sir.
They stare at Mace, who's retrieved his takeaway.
Is my Fatburger evidence? Because I'd like to finish eating it.
Just get out of here,
all right.
Mace.
Yep. Sorry, sir.